Good morning, Gretchen Gondek, a live edition of Opus. We are at Epley Auditorium, and we are going to be in dialogue today with a very talented young man, and I'd like to say hello and welcome to Eon Chen. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're very excited. You're going to be performing as part of the Morningside College Piano Recital Series tomorrow evening. But this is, I guess, a bit of a prelude to the concert tomorrow evening and a chance for us to talk about the program, but also you as a performer, an artist, a composer, and judge. You're a very busy guy.
I try to do as many things as I can. And also, especially, this is a little bit rare program, and you know, it's great that I have a chance to invite everyone to experience. Especially, I try to bring as many composers from different cultural, from different part of the world, and a lot of pieces I actually never heard before I choose. And I think those pieces deserve to be looking at and then to be heard.
Absolutely, we invite people. You can listen, of course, on your radio, in your car, or at home, or in the office at 90.3 or 90.7 if you're up in the Okoboji area. But you can also, compliments of Sheila Brummer, Facebook Live today. Thank you, Sheila. And Mark Munger is here, so you can also access the Siouxland Public Media app and listen to our conversation and the music today. Well, I always like to start at the beginning. So let's talk a little bit about your earliest years. You were born in Taiwan.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, Taiwan is actually a really warm island. It's a small country with a lot of people. We have 23 million people living in that island where 70% are mountains. And because of that heritage, I also bring one of the pieces by Taiwanese composer. And I started piano when I was really young age. I started go to Yamaha. It's a classroom setting, you know, all the kids would sing and then clap with the rhythm. So that's actually my earliest training, not really jump to piano right away. That was around age of 5. And then my mom feeling like, oh, this kids really want to do more music, and then really enthusiastic about playing, singing. So my mom said, how about, do you want to try piano? I was like, yeah, I would love to do it. And after that, I started piano private lesson around age of 6. And then I also started violin around age of 7. Yes. And then so that's actually the starting point of my very early education. And I went to a music focused schools, elementary schools at age of 8 for the third grade.
And then talk a little bit about your schooling and your very impressive resume and some of those experiences.
Yeah, of course. It's I'll make it as brief as I can. In Taiwan, we need to have a major and a minor. So my major is piano, apparently, and then my minor, I started violin, but I was minoring in viola because the school back then needs a violist for orchestra. And we have to do that all the way. And in the middle school, we need a third instrument. So we chose a Chinese instrument. So I actually did erhu. I don't know if you are familiar with that instrument. It's actually really nice. It's almost like a violin, but it just put on the lap. And it's actually making a lot of really nice sound. It's almost a different world of music, but it's actually quite similar to it's almost like Western violin. So I did those three instruments up to high school. And then I finished my high school. I came to the States when I was 17, and I went to Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York, and study with Douglas Humphreys. And that's the first time I have American education, and I went all the way. This is my 10th year, actually almost 11 now. I went through Eastman for undergrad, and I went to Juilliard for master's, and I also went back to Eastman for doctorate.
Let's talk a little bit about the program. In fact, we are going to be hearing some of the selections from the piano. When you play the piano, you want to talk about how you set this up? And before we started the program, you presented an interesting concept to me, and that is a menu as if you're ordering
yes.
in a restaurant. Do you want to share the program with us?
Yeah, the beginning thought of bringing a new program, you know, last year I have a really heavy entree. Well, because last year I had a program that I have to pull up for the Carnegie Hall in New York City. So I chose a really heavy 90 minutes with a lot of sonatas, with a lot of like longer pieces. And this year I was like, I'm gonna do something different. So I start with something really lighthearted, Haydn. It's very very Viennese. It's almost like a Viennese ballroom dancing. It's a piece of only 8 minutes long, sonata, and I'm also choose few of our audience favorite, Chopin. And Chopin, I brought in two dances piece and also a scherzo. And as you can see, in the program, I try to include as many dance pieces because I think this is, especially in this cold weather, I think I hope to warm up the audience by a lot of nice dances. And I was surprised to see every country's composer have different approach to different dances. Like the one in, like Chopin did the Polish dances written in the form of mazurkas. Whereas I also brought in a group of waltzes by Granados, which is a Spanish composer, and which is very different world, very romantic, and almost like you almost want to dance with the music. And I also brought in a Caribbean composer that you definitely feel like you are on the beach. And so I tried to bring in as many composers, and also I brought in a composer called William Owens from UK. So I tried to bring in as many surprising pieces that I never heard before, and I was so thrilled to know those pieces because some of them are so lighthearted, some of them are so exciting, and there's some of them are so rhythmic. And I want to invite all the audience to experience different kind of music from all over the world, because I think every culture have their own value and their own thinking and their own. So we should all cherish all those music, and we should keep exploring, because there's music has no boundaries.
So you would characterize the Haydn and the Chopin maybe as the appetizer?
Yes. and then going with actually, you know, like almost like a Michelin restaurant, you know, all their entrees are not big actually. You know, it's like art. You are eating the arts. You know, every entree is very, like when I went in, I didn't even want to eat it because it's so nice. And I think those are like that. Like the group of waltzes, the 8 waltzes by Granados, you know, all those, that's a big entree. But if you actually look in that entree, you actually see many things. You know, it's all written in waltzes, but every waltzes have different characteristics, have their own stories, and they have their own feelings and emotions.
And we are going to hear now the Scherzo number 3 in C sharp minor, opus 39 of Chopin.
Sure. Thank you.
We've been listening to the Scherzo No. 3 in C-sharp minor, Opus 30 of Chopin, performed so beautifully this morning by Eong Chen, who will be the performing artist tomorrow evening, 7:30 at Eppley Auditorium, as part of the Morningside College Piano Recital Series. And Gretchen Gondek, if you're just joining us for Opus, it's a live edition from Eppley Auditorium today. And I love that because it's those cascading arpeggios sort of contrasted with a lot of drama.
Yeah, so it's like a long build-up. You know, it takes so much time. The middle section is almost like sitting in the church, you know, seeing those chorale just singing very tranquilo, you know, like very cheerful and also very lighthearted. And it just build up bigger and bigger, bigger, and into the final coda really kick in and a big celebration.
Yeah. I can tell you love playing this scherzo.
One of my most favorite piece of
really
all time. Yes.
Fun watching that. Oh. And if you're just joining us, I would mention to you that Sheila Brummer and Mark Munger are here. You can access the Siouxland Public Media app and enjoy this performance. You can enjoy it in your car or office or home, of course, on 90.3 or 90.7. We are also streaming the performance. So lots of different avenues for you to access this really extraordinary and wonderful conversation today with Eong Chen from Eppley Auditorium. I would like to talk a little bit about, I'm going to call it the Triple Crown.
Oh.
a marvelous experience and quite an honor. You won top prizes in three different categories in the Sussex International Competition in
yes.
the United Kingdom. Would you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, 2018 was truly a splendid year, at least for me. I was really successful to win multiple competitions from Virginia Waring International Piano Competition in California and all the way to Washington International Piano Competition in DC. And also I also went off to the, as you call it, Triple Crown in UK's Sussex International Competition. And all those competitions really prepare me well, because those are all multiple rounds first, and also it involved with incredible juries. And in Sussex, it's actually my first time playing in UK. And I think their system is quite special, because in the final round, they want to invite not only the judges to decide on the result. I mean, of course, judges is deciding the main result for the first, second, and third. But at the same time, the orchestra members, because the last round is a concerto, it's a piano solo playing with the orchestra, that the orchestra member is also able to vote for the contestants based on their performance and also on the collaboration, because we have to have rehearsals before the final performance. So it's actually multiple things for the orchestra prize. And for the audience, for them, it's able to inviting for them to sit in for all three. And they are also the judges. You know, there's hundreds of audience, and they actually, when we announced the prize, not only the judge, not only me is exciting, I think the audience also really want to know, oh, who are the winner, you know, the judges gonna pick. And I think it turned out really well, because everyone vote for the same person, and I'm happy to get all three. I think that also showing that the audience loves me, and I think I'm easy to work for with the orchestra, and it's kind of in terms of also fairness, and I think everyone feel the same way. Yes.
Now, to your knowledge, had anyone else achieved that?
I don't think that has happened before. I think there's at least two prizes award with the same winner before, but I think never three.
Well, I'm thinking of Mackenzie Melamed,
who
captured all three levels when he was here for the Iowa Piano Competition.
Yes.
So that's unusual and wonderful.
Yeah, and actually we are from the same studio at Juilliard. So.
He's probably listening.
Oh,
I hope he is. And one thing that I would also like to talk about is the fact that you call it a hobby. I'm not sure I'm buying into that. And that is, you're a composer.
Yes. Well, I think it is, I mean, I'm pretty bad at writing words. But I think like one way to express myself is actually through music. So I was thinking, why not through writing? And as you can see from the program, I'm including one of the pieces of myself. And it's the piece called Memoriam of Japan, March 11th. Because I don't know if everyone remembers that in 2011, March 11th, there's actually an earthquake hit Japan. And back then, you know, the videos has been replaying that tsunami hit in Sendai and multiple areas. And it was just traumatic for me. And I was like, how can I express my own feelings? So I was like, why not try and composition? So that was actually the first time I tried composition. And back then, I wanted to try multiple ways of creating timbre, because I want to explore, you know, how can I do it from this giant instrument and then really creating different sounding world. And as you will see, I will also play a little bit. And as you can see, I actually pick the string, and I sometimes have to stand up. So don't be surprised when I stand up, because I need to pick the string, I need to wipe the string by fingers, and it will create almost like a bronze or a wave. So like as you listen to the piece, you almost can replay those images in your mind while listening to music. And I want to achieve that effect and that the audience understand what I'm trying to say. And also, I'm a big person on 21st century new music. I think I want to have them to experience that. A lot of people scared when they hear 21st century music. But if you know the background, it's almost like looking at painting. You kind of justify, you know, what the composer or the artist tried to say, and you will start actually appreciate that work, because there might be a meaning behind, and if you actually understand it, you understand that work.
And you're going to give us a bit of a prelude, but if people want to hear the entire work, which is in two movements,
yes,
they'll need to come tomorrow evening to the 7:30 performance at Epley, which, if I didn't mention, is free and open to the public. And you can enjoy the complete program with Eong here in Epley Auditorium. All right, so let's hear a little bit of Memoriam, In Memoriam, Japan, March 11th, for solo piano, which you composed in 2011.
Thank you.
We're live in this edition of Opus from Epley Auditorium, and a conversation and music today with Eong Chen, who will be performing tomorrow evening, 7:30, right here in Epley Auditorium as part of the Morningside College Piano Recital Series. That was called In Memoriam, Japan, March 11th, for solo piano, which you composed in 2011. Very powerful.
What do you think?
Very intriguing.
Yes.
And if people want to hear the entire work,
yes,
which is in two movements, yes, they'll need to come tomorrow night.
Yes. And the second movement, I just want to have a sneak peek. It's almost like a prayer. I don't know if anyone been to Japan, but there's a Japanese temple. It's like a shrine. There's a lot of little bells. And I try to include as many bells in the piano, on the high register, lower register, or all the bells ringing together, and as a prayer to those victims.
Very beautiful. And can you talk a little bit about some of the gymnastics,
yeah,
and the modifications,
yes,
for this piece?
Yes.
With the piano.
Yes, in the music world, we call it extended techniques. And there's actually hundreds of ways to do it. And actually composers, that's actually the fun thing when I compose, because there's no particular way we have to do, we can create our own sound. There's some composers like John Cage, he started back in 90, around 40s, 50s, you know, that's where he started to put in object, you know, the nails, try to create a different world, because the music has been written for 100 years and the composer is trying to find a new way of listening to it. And for me, I was thinking, I want to hear of a chamber orchestra or a percussion orchestra. So I tried to thinking, what can I do? So I was trying to, many ways. I tried to pluck, I tried to wipe with my finger, and also there's fingertip, or using the nail part. You know, they actually create all different sound. And also there's one part, I damped the string. So the person, if they don't see me doing, they were like, wait, is that a guitar? You know, that plucking sound like that. You probably never heard that from the piano. And I think that's the sound world is new to the audience. And that's what I don't know if anyone did it before. I'm pretty sure there are. But that's something I was exploring. And I feel this especially fit to the image that I'm trying to portray. And also there's many fun ways, you know, other than damping and picking on the string. And there's one more fun thing about playing this piece. I've been playing this piece for actually quite many concerts around the country and also other countries as well. The piano frame designed differently. So there's sometimes, you know, there's not enough room for me to fit my hands. So I have to borrow an object to kind of damp it, because my hand couldn't fit in. It's actually a fun thing, because I do have to check the piano and I have to find out, because I'm plucking the strings, so I have to sometimes mark, you know, that's the string I want to pick, because if you look inside the piano, it looks identical, and if I want that F sharp, I have to kind of go in and then knowing where it is. So that's actually a fun part of the journey that I have to perform this piece. And actually, I found it really hard, especially you have to jump from the keyboard and then jump in, and then you have to jump back and hit that note right away. And I've been doing that so many times. It was pretty hard at first, but now I enjoy doing that. And some audience is really intriguing, like, oh, what am I doing? Why am I like jumping up and down?
Well, you do it with great athletic prowess, I must say. Very impressive.
Good workout.
You're a composer, a performer, and I think it's interesting, as young as you're traveling to Australia.
Yes.
In a couple of days, you're going to
Melbourne.
Judge.
Yes.
So how do you balance all those different aspects? And of course you teach.
Yeah, that has been a new challenge for me since 2017. I was really lucky to offer a university tenure track assistant professor positions at East Tennessee State University. That's actually a new full life. I was transferred, you know, my life from being just a full-time student performer to be a multiple function performer, including teaching in college level, and also not only teaching piano, I also teach theory. And also I coach chamber music, and also, of course, outside campus, I also perform a lot internationally. And also I judge. And judge, yeah, it's actually a fun thing. Because now I was a student and then a lot of teachers helped me, you know, along the way. I think now it's for me to give back, because I learned so much from those great teachers, great artists. And I have this passion. I actually having my thought of teaching from long time ago. And I've enjoyed teaching a lot because like I'm able to nurture for the young generation. And also going to judge is not really telling them, oh, you are good or bad. It's actually try to help them, guiding them to the correct path, because music path is quite a narrow, and also it's not really particularly easy. So I think they when I was young, I need a lot of guidance, you know, from multiple people. Maybe the juries from the competition, they will tell me, oh, maybe you can fix this, fix that. And from my teachers, even from my friends, from my colleagues, I think the young artists need to, you know, explore more and then be open-minded. And that's actually my thought. It's actually going to different competition, and especially this one, I got to work with the juries from University of Melbourne and also a lot of universities in Australia, and where we are handing out first prize as is a grand piano for the first prize winner. So it's gonna be an exciting event.
Well, you have achieved a remarkable level of success as a young performer. And what do you tell your students who are dreaming of a professional career in music? I mean, it's very difficult to get a teaching position. It's very difficult to get to that next level. Things have changed greatly from the last, 20, 30 years. What do you tell them?
I always tell them, you know, be brave to dream. I think there's a lot out there. You know, I think this generation is not all just about piano playing or teaching. I think there's a lot more. You know, they can go to admin, they can do chamber, or they can be in the orchestra, or it be in the ensemble, a contemporary ensemble, or they can doing a lot of outreach, you know, going to senior home or going to the K-12 schools. There are actually more things that we can do, and not just on piano. And I always tell students that, even myself, I don't think I need to be just good on piano. I think it's about life. You know, you want to have bigger life and also bigger self. So I encourage them, you know, to learn as much as they want to, especially on their age, because once they pass the school years, it's really hard to get back in. And, you know, try to get out from the school, getting a lot of courses, you know, not just piano. And I would say, you know, a lot of things, including creative compositions. I also encourage them to take composition classes or go to literature classes. And there's now, I also did a project, but at Juilliard is a group of musicians with composers and with dancers. And then we all put on to a show. That is actually, you know, that's also a new way of thinking of putting all discipline together. And as you can see, a lot of musicians also doing with the film, there's a lot more possibility out there. And I think that would definitely draw audience attention. And I think that's the current musical path that we need to dream big and, you know, try out as many things as we can.
Let's talk a little bit next about your performances as part of the Washington DC Embassy series, which I am not familiar with, and then you also performed in Vio Hall in Carnegie Hall as well.
Yes, it is really my honor. I think it's every musician's dream to play in Carnegie Hall as a musician, and I was really lucky as part of the first prize winner from Virginia Whirling Piano Competition. It's the contract that the winner get to play there. And also from Embassy Series from the Washington International Piano Competition, that Jerm is a person that invite all the embassies in DC to host musical events, and they will bring their own citizens, and they will also bring in an open bar and also the food from that country. So for audience, it's actually a great treat because they get to see performers and musicians from different culture and also experience the food and the, you know, everything. And also, I think it's really grateful for me that Taiwanese government, you know, invite me to present as for Taiwan. I think that was really a great honor to do it.
Wonderful. And I think we'll have a little more music now, and I'm interested to hear about this composer, the Nostalgia Waltz, Opus 2, number 22, another contemporary work composed in 1998. Tell us about the composer, and earlier you said it has a Caribbean flavor,
yes,
to it.
As I say, this program is a lot of dances of different flavors. Actually, the composer was a graduate from Juilliard. He was big time focusing on piano, and he composed a lot, but I think his name started to get out actually with this few decades. I didn't know the piece until 2 weeks ago. I attend a concert of my friends in Taiwan, and then she played this piece. I was like, wow, this is really nice, almost feeling like I'm actually on the beach and nostalgic. I also pair with a piece by Tezen Shao. It's a Taiwanese composer. The title for that piece is Memory. You know, I have been in the States for 10 and a half years now, and I miss home greatly, and I want to, you know, bring those pieces, remind me of home, or like this piece is the composer of his way reminding his own home in Caribbean. Yes, I will play the piece briefly for everyone.
A live performance from Epley Auditorium, if you're just joining us for this special edition of Opus with Eon Chen, who will be performing tomorrow evening right here at Epley Auditorium, 7:30, free and open to the public as part of the Morningside College Piano Recital Series. That was just charming and lovely.
Yes, and I think it's also unexpected for the concert setting. As I say, I want to bring as much jam, you know, those pieces never heard. And after I heard that piece 2 weeks ago, I actually just got the piece 2 weeks ago, and I was like, I definitely need to edit addition to the program, and that's actually how I just edit, and this is gonna be the first time I play the piece. And I think this just bring in so many unexpected things, because we have been always thinking, okay, the concert is gonna be have a sonata, you know, those big giant composers will come in. And I think when whoever see this program, I think it would be surprised. I was like, what I'm getting into, you know. It's, I like how they feel insecure sometimes, you know, not sure what they are expecting in the program, and then they might get a lot of actually more surprises after they hear the whole concert.
Well, as you said, I'm getting the feeling that we're having a full course dinner in a very fine restaurant today. Yes. And I'm enjoying it very much.
Oh, thank you.
It's really been fun. And the scope of your program, I think you're very much a champion of contemporary composers, and including yourself, of course.
Yes, I especially want to include as many contemporary composers as I can, because I think we are actually living in the time that we need to bring in those composers actually around us. And I think those need to be seen, because what can be better than exploring what's around us? And I mean, of course, Beethoven is great. I mean, I have been playing a lot of Beethoven. But I think now we are presenting, you know, the whole world as one big place. And I think we need to bring them together. And especially this time of the history, that I think we need peace, and also we need to united together. And I think that's one of the message I want to send out.
And I think that's a very important point, because music really is a universal language.
Yes. I mean, as you can hear those dances, you know, although it sounds so different, it can sound very serious, or it can sound like a beach, or it can sound at the Viennese ballroom, but they are all, one thing is they are expressing joy, you know, and that's the language we are speaking.
And there's another work that I wanted to ask you about, The Devil's Reel from Movements, 1961, also a
yes.
contemporary piece. Tell us a little bit about that.
I didn't know the piece before I play it, actually. It's introduced by the director of Sussex International Piano Competition. He himself is a pianist from Royal Academy in UK. And he highly recommended the piece. And this is very dramatic, very rhythmic. I can just play maybe just a segment for everyone. But before I play, I want to say a little bit. It's because like I try to, well, there's a lot of nice dances, but it's easy to kind of over-relax. I don't want audience to relax. I need to grab their attention back. So that's actually a demeanor that I can use the piece. It's very rhythmic, and they use the same motif. You know, the very beginning already striking a strong chord, and then it drive all the way for 6.5 minutes, almost like it's a gymnastic piece. You know, like you will see me jumping all around the the piano, and it's full of excitement, which is very opposite of dances, and that contrasts what I'm trying to pull for the whole program. I want to experience the whole scope, you know, not just cultural, and also by rhythmic or the colors, you know, as many. I try to fulfill this big hall. This is great, beautiful concert hall in Sioux City, and also this is my first time here, first time playing this concert. So I especially want to bring as many pieces that I feel truly love and share with the audiences.
Wonderful. So just a little bit of The Devil's Reel. All right. Wonderful. That's exciting. Just a little bit of The Devil's Reel from Movements by William Alwyn, and you'll have to come tomorrow night to hear the completion of that piece. But again, great athletic prowess, and watching you jump all over the keyboard there, very exciting. And we are live from Epley Auditorium with Eon Chen, who is the pianist featured as part of the Morningside College Piano Recital Series tomorrow night right here at Epley Auditorium, 7:30, free of charge. We've heard from, I've had a message from Paul Chalstead. We do have Facebook Live, compliments of Sheila Brummer over there. Thank you, Sheila, and Mark Munger here, manager of Siouxland Public Media, streaming this performance. If you enjoy this kind of live radio experience on your local public radio station, I do hope that you will let Mark know that this is something special, and we hope that we will have more of these exchanges in the future. You're coming back about a year from now, and you're going to be appearing with Stephanie March, who is, of course, as you know,
the principal cellist. And also a principal cellist.
And you met at, was it at Eastman?
Eastman, when I was undergrad. And I want to, you know, this is a great opportunity for me. And I for sure have to thank Stephanie's and also Mr. March, Jim March, you know, and also the March's family has been support greatly. And also I'm amazed by their piano series, you know. They brought in the world best pianists all around the world, the world-class performer, world-class teachers, really make this whole justify, you know, this great hall need to be played as much as we can. And I'm really forward because we are having an interesting setting of the chamber music of piano, cello, and clarinet. And I think we will pull out again a great variety of program, and we are able to play also not only here, and I'm also trying to have them coming to my school in Tennessee and maybe also other places as well. I'm really excited to have them, you know, experience Tennessee in the South.
Well, Dr. March, Catherine March, and of course Stephanie bring great to Morningside College through their teaching, and I think that truly people who are probably not as appreciated as much as they should be for what they have done for the program here in the music department, Morningside College, but also Jim for creating the Morningside College Piano Recital Series. It's an opportunity to visit with very talented young people like you and make new friends, which is what it's really all about.
Yes, and especially those are the artists that, you know, audience can see in, you know, Carnegie Hall. So you don't have to go all the way to New York City, and you still get the same quality of concert. And a lot of those are free of charge, and you know that's the opportunity that I want to invite all audiences to celebrate music with all of us.
Well, we have so appreciated this opportunity. I've had so much fun here and visiting with you, Young, and listening to your program, which again, we want to mention will be in its entirety. You just had a couple of little
sneak
bites today, but the whole program will be performed tomorrow night here in Epley Auditorium, 7:30. As part of the piano recital series. And we're going to be wrapping up here in about a minute. We wish you the best. And I think it's fascinating that you probably had to pack two different wardrobes because we're about to enter one of those famous Midwest bitterly cold episodes.
And also Australia. It's going to be summer with heat wave.
And you told me it was, what, 90 degrees there?
93. Uh-huh. So I'm packing a range of more than 100 degrees here. It's exciting to see that.
Well, all the best in your future endeavors and performances, and we are so very happy and delighted to have this opportunity to visit with you.
Thank you.
And look forward to your return in about a year. And we'll, of course, be talking more about that in the future here on Siouxland Public Media. And I think we're about ready to wrap up. This is Gretchen Gondek, your host for Opus. And again, thank you very much, Ian Chen, for the opportunity to spend some time with you today.
Thank you. Me too.